With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says a deal struck by Netflix to buy Warner Brothers Discovery could be a problem, and that's even as Paramount has now launched a hostile bid for Warner Brothers Discovery itself.
The president said the $72 billion deal could be an antitrust problem because of the size of the combined market share. If approved by regulators, the merger would put two of the world's biggest streaming services under the same ownership. Donald Trump said he'll be involved in the federal government's decision on the Netflix deal. That's noteworthy because Paramount's owners, who have strong ties to the president, are still pursuing a bid for Warner Brothers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Russian forces continue to attack Ukraine today, even as diplomatic efforts to end the war are continuing, or at least supposed to be. As emergency responders putting out the fires and evacuating residents following a Russian drone strike in the Ukraine city of Sumy. That actually happened late yesterday, but the attacks are continuing today. Meanwhile, President Trump says he's frustrated at Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for delaying a review of a U.S.-drafted peace proposal. He says Russia is, quote, fine with it, and insists that Ukraine should move more quickly. The Department of Transportation is waiving part of a fine against Southwest Airlines after the company canceled thousands of flights during the 2022 winter storms.
Under a 2023 settlement, Southwest agreed to a $140 million civil penalty for violating consumer protection laws. Most of the money went toward travelers' compensation, but the airline agreed to pay $35 million to the U.S. Treasury in three installments. Now, a Transportation Department order waived the final $11 million payment.
That is Rich Thomason reporting, and this is SRN News. Christian relief agencies are on their way to Asia. Michael Harrington explains why.
Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, and Sri Lanka have been hammered by a series of cyclones, leaving more than 1,000 people dead and more than 1 million homeless. An army of Christian relief groups are already on the ground. Baptist World Aid is providing food rations, first aid kits, and emergency shelters. Convoy of Hope is whipping up hot meals for people in refugee camps, as well as handing out cleanup supplies in aid of the recovery. Michael Harrington reporting.
A University of Oklahoma instructor has been placed on leave after a student complained about receiving a failing grade on a paper. The student argued that her paper, which used the Bible to claim that belief in multiple genders is demonic, was unfairly given a grade of F. The school has issued a statement saying OU remains firmly committed to fairness, respect, and protecting every student's right to express sincerely held religious beliefs. This is SRN News. Thailand has launched airstrikes along the disputed border with Cambodia as both countries accuse the other of breaking a ceasefire that halted fighting earlier in the year. We get an update from correspondent Jerry Harmer.
It's an unwelcome return to conflict that saw 5 days of combat in July. Dozens of soldiers and civilians were killed amid soaring nationalist sentiment. U.S. President Donald Trump pushed the neighbors to sign a truce in October, but tensions have continued to simmer. In November, Thailand said it was suspending implementation of the agreement after a landmine explosion injured several of its troops. The two countries have a history of enmity going back centuries. This current dispute stems from a failure to agree exactly where the borderline runs. Cambodia uses a map drawn up while it was under French colonial rule. Thailand says the map is inaccurate.
More on these stories at SRNews.com.